So in your lifetime, you've experienced great distress, and you've seen a lot of things that are painful and negative. And the mass consciousness is very much a reality, as is our cellular memory. And so instead of being disappointed and, you know, so you, oh, this happens to me, instead of that, I would like to suggest that you try something different. I'd like, when the negativity comes up, I would like you to embrace it like a wounded child. Oh, are you not receiving what you need? May I comfort you? May I lovingly embrace you and honor that life has been really difficult? And I invite you now, could you vibrationally shift into feeling a little better with me? Because in that, there's no resistance. Or if that's too far for you, you could be, oh, I wonder what belief has allowed you into my consciousness. And whatever belief it is, it's not that you need to chuck that baby out. To see that you need to love and embrace that and acknowledge it. Most of our emotions that come up just need to be validated. They need to be acknowledged and validated, and then they'll release. And does it happen all at once in a couple of good mornings? Well, probably not if you've had a lifetime of stress and negativity, not just for within you, but within the family or the environment or community around you. And so you could just raise it to a new vibration of, wow, I get to witness this feeling and uplift it. Mm-hmm. And if it's pretty consistent, then I have one more suggestion for you. This is for any negative emotion that any of you experience. Set a timer. Schedule it 15 minutes a day. And you set your timer for real. You have to use a timer. You set it and you sit down and say, okay, negativity, let's play. And you think every bad thought you can muster. And if you schedule it and you keep your word, then when it pops up at a different time in your life, you can just say, oh, it's not your turn. I will be with you at so-and-so time, and you may voice your opinion then. And what will happen is eventually you will release, you will empty this well of negativity that has been stored. That's good. You can do it with sadness, you can do it with jealousy, you can do it with, you know, grief's a little bigger. You want to really, there's many aspects of grief. Frustration, scarcity, disappointment. But you have to schedule it and you have to keep your word with it. And when you're in your timer limit, no happy thoughts. You indulge in all the ickiness, the isolation, the disappointment. And at first you're going to love this and your ego's going to be like, finally. And then you're going to be like, is the timer up yet? Because you're never really given permission to go there for yourself. Now, this is entirely different than creating a negative energy with another person or spewing it out where it comes back. This is a very controlled way to empty something that is filled within you. Does that give you a good picture? You're very welcome. And, you know, if it's not bad, make it a five-minute time.
And then, you know, I can be right before you're going back to sleep is the time when the demons come. I turn on my Helen Gray's lending library. Download them right out.
Well, and here's the thing. I noticed that I was waking up with a lot of negativity for a while. I was like, what is that? It's like I'm out there somewhere and it's coming in. I'm like, oh, I don't like that. And so I started this little habit. This is Abraham's words. I intend to see, I want to see, I expect to see that which I desire to see, that which makes me feel good. So now, if I do wake up to pee, or when I remember before I go to sleep, I say that, and I tweaked it for sleeping. So no matter where I travel, no matter what I'm accomplishing in my sleep, I intend to see that which makes me feel good. And so that became a little mantra, and now I wake up pretty good, no matter what time.